super important, guys, that you're on the same page and you communicate, just because as soon as somebody feels that they're working harder than the other person, or they're not getting their fair share, you're going to start having problems.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. Javier Hinojo again, your host of the Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. And today I am wearing my workout clothes that match very nice. Red shorts, kind of navy blue shirt, and kind of blue hat. I look really, really good. I hope my wife doesn't see this because she's going to be super embarrassed. And I've had this hat for like 10 years. I think it's still good. It's kind of falling apart, but I'm good. All right. So today I'm going to talk about partners, right? What should you look for in a partners? What to look for? You know, kind of why partnerships fail, et cetera, et cetera. So you've noticed I've asked a few people, like, what's the biggest mistake they've made? And I think like half of them have talked about having the wrong partner. So that's super key. That's key, right? I've had a few partners, you know, throughout the years. They've all, you know, some have gone well, some have not gone well. And what does it come down to? Right up front, if you guys, like anybody out there who's in a relationship, like a business relationship or a personal relationship, either married, looking to get married, you got a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, right off the bat, right? You got to set your expectations. Like, hey, this is what I'm good at. This is what I'm going to be in charge of in this relationship, basically business or personal. This is what my responsibilities are. And this is what I expect. You know, this is what my responsibilities are. And then you ask the other person, like, hey, what do you think my responsibilities are? I guarantee you they're going to have this totally different. So then they tell you what their responsibilities are, what they think your responsibilities are. And then you say, these are what I think they are. So let's come to an agreement because we're not even close. And then you do the opposite. You ask them, hey, what are your responsibilities? And I'm going to tell you what I think your responsibilities are. And that's the perfect way to start. Even before you get into a partnership, right? Just be like, what are we going to do? Bam, 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 bam. And then you hash that out. And then you're going to know, like, okay, what are we getting paid for the amount of work we're going to do? Now, sometimes in a new business, new partnership, you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know how much money you're going to make. You don't really know if you're going to go buy 1,000 units in 1 year. You have no idea what the flow is if you've never done it before. If it's a new venture and both of you are kind of new to it, you really don't know. So you got to revisit it like every 90 days. Like, okay, this is what we agreed to 90 days ago, but this sucks because I'm doing like 90% of the work and I'm getting half the money or half the profit, right? And you got to be honest, like, hey, I think it's not going to work. So every 3 months, you guys can sit there and redo your goals and not your goals, but your responsibilities and make sure that it's still aligned, especially within the first year of the partnership. And then moving forward, right, you still got to talk every 6 months, every year, have your meeting and kind of ask the same questions. Hey, what do you think my responsibilities are? And I'm going to tell you what I think my responsibilities are every single time. And it's still always going to be a little bit different. Okay. Another thing you're going to ask for is like, hey, where am I going? Like, this is where I see myself going, right? Like now we've grown. I don't want to handle this anymore, but this is like my next two or three steps. Like what's in the future responsibilities in the future, right? You got to talk about that as well. Super important, guys, that you're on the same page and you communicate, just because as soon as somebody feels that they're working harder than the other person, or they're not getting their fair share, you're going to start having problems. And then if you have a spouse, the spouse sees that you're traveling, you're in a good time at the beach, you're in the restaurants having dinners, and the spouse is like, man, my husband's working till 10 p.m. at night every night, and we're not doing this kind of stuff. Now, it doesn't mean the other person's not working hard, right? Maybe they're just very social media active, okay? So then sometimes you might have the spouses be like, hey, it feels like you're working too much. And, you know, and then that gets in one ear and not the, and then it's not good. Okay, so everybody kind of has to be in the same spot, because if you got a partner, you're probably going to spend more time, energy with your partner for a while, you know, more than you probably spend with your spouse. I mean, I'm just being honest, because you guys starting a business, you know, that's 8 hours a day, you know, 8, 10, 8, 12 hours a day, maybe some Saturdays and Sundays. You're going to consistently be chatting with your partner about business, especially in a new venture. So just, you know, make sure that also your partner doesn't have the same strengths as you, right? If you're both hardcore visionaries and neither one of you is a good planner, go hire a planner, right? Go hire somebody who's good at operations and you both can be visionaries and you can drive the operations guy crazy. You're driving crazy for sure. But if you guys don't have funds to hire somebody right away, then you got to make sure that one of you guys is a good operator, right? Like a good operations guy. Loves spreadsheets, loves processes and things like that. Because if you got two visionaries, oh man, you're going to, every shiny object's going to look great. And it's going to be chaos. You're going to make some money, but it'll be chaos. Make sure you complement each other. Maybe one of you guys is really good at raising money. The other one's really good at finding deals. Maybe you're both problem solvers. That's good. That'd be awesome. But one of you guys had to be problem solvers. And just complement your weaknesses. Have somebody else, you know, be their strong point. And then you stick at what you're good at. If you suck like at project management, don't do project management. Right? Hire it out or have your partner do it. I mean, that's about it. I mean, just big picture. Most partnerships fail. That's just the truth. And so does 50% of marriages fail as well. Wow. It's probably the same reason. Somebody feels unappreciated, feel like they're doing more, right? So, you know, same thing, same principles with partnerships. So hopefully that helps somebody out there. Go find a good partner, do it on your own. If you're a micromanager, man, don't be an a-hole. So definitely number one, don't be an asshole. Nobody wants to work with one. So anyways, I'm Javier Hinojo, your host of The Naked Truth. Don't lose your shirt. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, javierhinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name, Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000 and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review. And I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.